You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. That's the
spirit. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon. How are you going, Johnny?
Pretty good. Just sort of bouncing back from a weekend, but
John hasn't had as a wholesome a weekend as you've had, Peter.
Oh, I see. Not good.
Did you go for a dip? You were saying off air. You went for a swim at one of Auckland's beaches.
One of Auckland's charming beaches. Well, perhaps not the best, but there we are. It'll do the job.
Well, it's good. Yes. It's good to go for a swim at some point during the summer. So good on you.
Yes. Now, that's right.
This afternoon we are talking Pope Francis.
I'm afraid we are once again, but this is quite an intriguing story because this is Pope Francis, not perhaps the hero that he is usually portrayed as.
Wait a minute, he doesn't have any actual superpowers or anything, though, does he?
No, that's true. So he's fallible. Well, no, hold it. If he speaks infallibly, Catholics believe that he can do no wrong, but he doesn't always speak infallibly. And in this case, one of his own cardinals has suggested that he got things a little bit screwed up.
Oh, that's embarrassing, like publicly.
Yes, that's right. So what happened was, he's on a little jaunt around South America, old hunting ground, though it's very curious that he has never returned to his own, the country he came from, Argentina. Now, I don't know why that is. Perhaps it's tricky for somebody who's gone up from being a mere cardinal to a pope to go back and meet his former colleagues. I don't know. But in Chile, he was confronted with the usual issue facing the Catholic Church, which is sexual abuse of the clergy of parishioners. And I suppose all of those kinds of surely
the Pope now is good at kind of explaining that stuff away. I mean, he had
a well developed sort of soundtrack that he followed up to a certain point,
right?
And this was to admit that the clergyman who carried out the abuse was disgraceful and disgusting, and he apologized to the people who had experienced and were victims of this person. And then the subject turned to Bishop Barros, who was the bishop of the time, who should have known what was going on, you know, would have received some reports that there were concerns and didn't deal with it. And at this point, the normal action is that the Pope should distance himself from irresponsible bishops, preferably transfer them to another spot far away, or even demote them.
Banish them, I think, is a good word.
And instead, what he did was chose to defend Bishop Barros. And this, well, I mean, this just wasn't what people were expecting.
Right.
And he gave them a lecture on respecting your clergy. Well,
dig upwards, Mr. Pope.
This did not go down a treat with people who had experienced abuse from other clergy. I mean, Bishop Barros.
Rightly so, actually.
Bishop Barros has not been accused of abusing anybody,
okay,
but he's been accused of turning a blind eye. And that's, I mean, the heart of the issue. For all organisations, that you've got to be alert to possible abuse.
First, to deal with something, you have to admit to it, don't you?
Yes. Now, why on earth did the Pope do this? I think simple fact is, he knows Bishop Barros.
Right.
And he's obviously had private conversations.
He's all right.
Bishop Barros has persuaded him. Yeah, that's right. It's that I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Wrong.
He's a great tennis player.
I'm a good guy.
Shit like that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And, of course, at this point, I think the 81-year-old Pope showed a little sign of just forgetting
the seriousness of the... Yeah.
And So he gave these people a lecture on respecting the clergy. Mm. Well, unconvincing, I'd have to say, and that's why Cardinal O'Malley said, I don't know what the Pope was really saying, because the Pope does know, and has agreed. You know, and he sort of said that the Pope couldn't have possibly meant to have said that, though he clearly did say it. Now,
does
I mean,
this,
the rest,
Peter, does this sour his whole trip to Chile?
No, no, he's been also to Paraguay and to Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, lots of the other stuff has been very interesting. For example, he's gone to the native South American groups who've long been complaining, the tribal groups, that they've lost land and lost identity. And he's very strongly supported the traditional tribal South American groups, and given the rich and powerful are telling off for grabbing the land and the possessions. You know, good Pope stuff that you expect that makes
good old
conservatives nervous.
Good old Pope stuff.
Yeah, that's right. It's just that he shouldn't have forgotten all the other stuff. That was all.
Sounds like he was on a wave of like everything's meant, and then someone was like, "What about that?" And he's like, "Nah, everything's meant."
Yeah, mind you, this is the trouble. I mean, I wouldn't like every one of my words to be weighed.
I think I
get things wrong. My students will tell you that quite regularly.
Still, put yourself out in the public eye, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Peter. Now, what is the age of consent in the Vatican City? We've just got a text in that's quite strange.
That's a very interesting thought. Well, the age of consent, you mean when priests can have sex? Well, because priests aren't supposed to have any sex.
Good point.
And so you could argue that the priests are somewhat naive. However, of course, there are many juicy stories about goings on in the Vatican.
But the Vatican is its own like kind of area code and crap, eh? Like it's got its own little city within a place, right? Or how does that work?
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a large community. Of several thousand people, and there's the usual mixture. And remember that some of these people are like in the Swiss Guard, so they're not ordained people who are serving. If you saw the extremely silly program, The Young Pope, but you will know that it's possible to speculate with all sorts of nonsense if you want to.
Or that Tom Hanks movie where he's cruising around.
Yeah, but stuff like clearly goes.
Oh, the Da Vinci Code, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. I was actually slightly... I think perhaps the Young Pope was marginally better than the Da Vinci Code. Bit of opinion, yes.
Okay, well, old mate Pope, eh? Like, just... Classic Popeness, really, isn't it?
That's right, yes. I mean, meanwhile, you know, there's plenty of opposition to the Pope around from conservative Catholics who must have for once cheered and said, about time he stood up for the priests.
True. I guess so you can see that, yeah. But...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think the issues are going to go away.
No,
not at all.
Peter, we shall look forward to speaking to you next week.
Excellent.
Cheers, buddy.
Thank you once more.
Bye-bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.